Your station for the Seasiders.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
We've got a few bumps and bruises, so we're just looking at them this morning. I will change the team on Saturday to give other players a go, and we'll have a better idea later on this afternoon who's fit and who's not.
So you're of a similar sort of philosophy as you were with the JPT, with the FA Cup, as you're changing, giving people an opportunity?
Yes, but it'll still be a strong team.
In terms of having a break from the Football League for the weekend, how are you taking that? The FA Cup, what's it mean to you?
It means a great deal. I think when you've grown up as a footballer all the way through, you always wanted to play in a cup final and you always wanted to try and win that final. Luckily, at 1989, I was lucky enough to play in a cup final myself, so I know what it's all about, getting there. Unfortunately, we got beat off Liverpool 3-2 after extra time, but it's a special competition, isn't it? You can play anybody, and everybody deserves to get where they get. And we've got to make sure that we're in the hat come the next time the draw comes along.
Just to touch on that, even though you lost the game, does it have to go down as one of your all-time career highlights to have played in a cup final?
Without a shadow of a doubt, yes. At the time, we were absolutely devastated that we had lost. I think there was four of us had played in our first cup final. There was a lot of the older players had played in finals before, but that was our first loss and first game. But then when you look back over time, it was maybe the right thing to happen because it was the Hillsborough disaster year, and Liverpool won it for them who perished.
It must have been a bizarre day for you.
It was, because it could have been my family. If we had a draw in Nottingham Forest in the cup, and Liverpool had a draw in Norwich, we still would have played at Hillsborough. So that's how close it could have been to being our family, you know. And it's obviously tragic when people lose their life when they just want to go and watch a football match.
Is it the same, Neil? We hear so many people in recent times say the FA Cup doesn't quite have the same appeal, doesn't quite have everybody saying, I'd love to win the cup at Wembley. Is it the same?
Well, it is for me, that's for sure. And I think it'll certainly be for the players that we've got here at the moment who are trying to progress and try and grow into winning an FA Cup game for the first time in some of their careers. So it's very, very special.
Round three is the golden ticket, I suppose, when you enter at the first round stage.
It's never easy to get through. You know, there's always difficult ties and underdogs and favourites. And you have to make sure that you do your homework on the opposition. And you have to make sure that you have to perform to the best of your ability. And if you get through, that's brilliant. Everybody looks forward to the third round draw, and that's a target for everyone to get to the third round to try and draw one of the big guns.
Well, the big thing is, you want to not be one of the ones mentioned on Sunday morning, don't you? Because if you are mentioned, the chances are you'll be out.
Well, yes, of course, and nobody likes getting beat off certainly a team from a lower division or non-league team. And I feel sorry for the ones who've drawn non-league teams, because it's extra pressure, that, isn't it? But we're playing against a professional outfit in Barnet. They have got the strengths and weaknesses, and we have to try and, as I say, with every game that we play, try and exploit the weaknesses and making sure that we stop their strengths. And they'll be right at it, because they've got a manager who'll want to get through to the next round.
As far as your loan players go, are they able to feature in the FA Cup?
Yes, we've got permission to play everybody in the FA Cup, so if they're available, we'll try and play them.
It's a boost, isn't it? Because it can upset your plan. If it's
well, it is, because it's stop-start then, isn't it? You know, you play one league game, then you can't play the cup the next, then you can't play the cup the next, then it becomes a bit of stop-start. But they've both been given permission, which is great, and we look forward to, if I select them, for them to play.